107.7 The Island is your station for real music variety. Good Tuesday morning. Robin Mays with Voice for Companion Animals is here. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. Your adorable, adoptable pet of the week. Laura Hurley is here manning the fluorescent lights and the camera. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Wonderful.
If there seems to be a hole in the place where the Reese's peanut butter cups on your desk once was, yes, that was me.
That's okay. That's okay. Oh, that's what they're there for.
That's who.
I'm amazed that you had the strength to make it that far.
I made it through Lent, and I made it 1 week after.
Yes, yes.
For good behavior.
Not just the 40 days, but like 45.
Your average person does the 40 days. I do 50.
Well, some people need to.
Robin Mays is holding a beautiful, is it a Bengal? Was that a breed?
It's a Bengal tiger.
A Bengal?
Yes.
Isn't that like a football team?
You mean like a beagle?
A Bengal's a tiger, I think.
It's a tiger. This is a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel.
This is the most adorable little pup I've ever seen.
Her name is Cleo.
Aww.
She's about between 4 and 5 years old.
Look at that little face. He's brown around his eyes and ears and white right down the middle of his forehead.
She.
Big eyes.
Big, beautiful eyes. Long, fuzzy ears.
Not real sure of everything and everybody, but she's getting there.
Maybe it's the lighting.
Laura, you got to get a picture of those eyes. I've never seen more human-like eyes. Almost like a baby's eyes.
Yes. Oh, she's got such a charming little face.
What's the breed again?
Cavalier King Charles Spaniel.
The only thing I understand is the spaniel.
Hi. This is definitely a spaniel. The ears give you away.
I think what I was trying to say before was beagle.
Oh, Snoopy.
Yeah, that's Snoopy.
Snoopy.
Hi.
How did you acquire? What's her name?
Cleo.
Cleo.
As in Cleopatra, Queen of Denial.
Cleo. She doesn't seem to know her name or care about me.
Hi.
Well, we changed her name. She was another release from a breeder that was done breeding her. She came from same place Jim did, and Jim is doing fabulous in his home, by the way. Jim, our little Brussels Griffon, he's doing great. She kind of misses him, I think.
Did you just acquire her?
About a couple weeks ago. We are waiting. She actually went into heat, so the vet said, yeah, we really need to wait to do a spay safely. So she's kind of hanging out with us. She will be spayed in a couple weeks, and off she goes. So if people are interested, first thing I would do is get an application in. Meet her and get an application in. She's going to really need a calm, quiet home and a lap that will work with her.
Hi.
She's skittish. And a yard that she cannot escape from when she gets scared.
She won't get bigger than this.
No, she won't get bigger than this. She's pretty petite.
She does look a little scared, but she likes people.
She acts like she doesn't like you. It's like some people I know. They act like they don't like you, but then, you know, you're okay. You're safe.
Yeah.
They're giving you the playing the hard to get.
Yes, I'm hard to get.
Man,
beautiful. Beautiful animal. Laura, are you going to put a bandana on?
Oh, absolutely.
On Cleo Beagle?
Yeah. Hi, Cleo. Let's get you all dolled up.
A supply event this Saturday. I hope you could join us for Voice for Companion Animals in our parking lot of 107.7 The Island, corner of West Capitol Avenue in Deers. We need cat food, dog food, cleaning supplies. We're going to be set up in our parking lot from 10 to noon this Saturday. And there's another special guest in the studio.
Oh,
Lori Lou making
star.
Good morning.
Guest Star Tuesday.
I like Guest Star Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yay.
How's Lori Lou?
I'm good. I did not blow away.
Yeah. That's
Thank
a good thing.
You, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. The weekend was rough for everybody. What a cutie.
She a doll?
Yes.
Thanks.
Yeah. The dog's
I
not too bad
well.
Either.
This is Robin, and Cleo is her friend.
Nice.
I think.
Cleo, go to the blog section of theisland.com and see Cleo with her her bandana on that was designed masterfully by Pro Team Design. Designs as unique as you are for all your screen printing and embroidery needs. Free quotes and superior service. Pro Team Design. Check them out on Facebook and ProTeamDesign.com, their website, to see all the things that they can do. What are we... What's the question I'm trying to form?
What are we doing?
What are you?
What's everybody doing here?
What's
making, going on?
Yeah.
Lori, why are you here?
Couple, two, three things you need to know.
What you need to
know. Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning on the island.
Couple. Well, you, I have heard you are having an event this weekend on Saturday morning.
We are.
To stuff the van. And I had a great idea that maybe I would come and help stuff the van. I thought maybe I would ask some trivia questions.
That'll be good.
Yeah, people who bring stuff to donate. And then you'll win prizes. I know 107 has some swag and I have some swag. And I just thought that might be kind of fun to hang out. I like hanging out with you guys anyway.
Absolutely. That would be great. Yeah. Last time we did this, we had a good contingency of kids with their parents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that could make it just that much more festive.
Yeah. And I worked up a sheet of some great questions, animal questions, all over the board. Movies, cartoons, regular questions. We'll see how much everybody knows about
animals
or...
Hopefully we'll have good weather. If we don't, we're right next to the lobby here, so no worries on that. But Laura, can you talk about Dogs on the Run food truck?
Yes. This fabulous couple, Sherry and Rick, they have a food truck called Dogs on the Run, and they specialize in footlongs and jalapeno brats and chili dogs, and they're a disabled veteran couple, and they do this, and they were so honored to be asked to come over and participate. So
fantastic.
This is great. Yeah. Very, very nice people, good people wanting to do good things. So we're excited to have them here and join us.
That's fantastic. Now, as far as the bandanas designed by Pro Team Design, the first 100 donators get one, right?
Right, okay. Right. Right.
We only it's a good thing because that's what I was promoting earlier.
It's a limited edition, so we only have 100 of those to give
away.
They
are adorable.
They are.
Yeah.
Molly likes hers. Molly's thinking she may be coming on Saturday.
Is she?
Yeah. I was going to ask if you were going to bring some animals.
Yeah, Molly's thinking she may come because if we can get her kissing booth ready, that's what Molly wants to do.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So if you haven't met 50, 60-pound Molly that loves people and...
Oh, yeah.
She may make her appearance.
Now, Molly is the mama.
Molly's the mama of the seven.
I remember Molly.
Yeah.
Yes, that were dumped in the ditch.
Yep.
Any action in the Jinx department?
Jinx has had no applications.
I don't understand that.
Me neither.
But
maybe
Bergen...
Maybe it's her name.
Bergen...
Bergen got adopted.
Bergen did not get adopted.
Oh.
Bergen is still there.
Oh, okay.
Bergen is still there. Our two girls, our 2 6-year-olds, got adopted.
Oh, the
two.
Thelma and Louise.
Thelma and Louise, yeah. Henri.
This seems like it would be a lot of work, but can you set up a website so from the comfort of our own home, we could see every animal that you have in your shelter? Is that too much work?
It is for me because I'm not a web person. Facebook's way easier for me. Websites, though, is easier access for everybody. We do have a page on our website that we just need a help from the web designer to go, okay, let's link this to this, and that way it stays.
I think it might help your adoption rate if I could sit here and just look at every single animal.
That's, you know, a lot of people... Pet Finder used to be the big one because you could put in your zip code and the breed, and it would tell you where they were. Pet Finder's kind of, from what I'm hearing, a little bit dying off a little bit, and I'm not really sure why. Maybe because of apps. Maybe people use apps a lot.
Maybe because they adopted all their animals. There's none left.
That would be great. If people
want to
put me out of business, I'm all for that.
Yeah.
You go right ahead.
It reminds me, in a different market, I think it was in Texas, the animal shelter took a dozen of their animals out, and they rented a storefront in the mall, and they let the animals stay close to the windows. So if you wanted to just get a puppy or kitten fix, just go to the mall, walk by the window, and their adoption rate went sky high because they took them out of that shelter. And I just always thought that was a great idea. I wish we could do something like that. I don't know if we could design some kind of vehicle where you could drive around with these animals, like a, in a parade, just stop at certain locations, have people look at them. I don't know. Spitballing here. Don't look at me funny.
I can't help but look at you funny.
I'm used to that look. I've seen it before.
I was looking at you.
I know.
Wasn't I? That was weird.
All right, to see a picture of this beautiful, beautiful spaniel, Cleo, wearing his yellow Protein Design 1077 The Island bandana, hit up the blog section of 1077theisland.com. And to see all the things that Pro Team Design can do, hit up their website. A lot of pictures there, proteamdesign.com. And join us Saturday for our supply drive from 10 to noon, corner of West Capitol Ave and Deers. Lori, thanks for stopping in.
Not a problem. I will see you on Saturday.
Robin, thanks for everything you do.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Cleo? Yeah.
Cleo.
Right back at you, buddy.
Look at that baby.
That face is crazy, isn't it? Crazy cute. Yeah, I'm talking about you, buddy. Yes. Laura, thanks for taking pictures.
Yep.
Blog section, 1077theisland.com. Thanks, kids.
Thank you.
Cleo, you did so good, baby.
Mornings on 1077 The Island with Franz Man, One Man Party in the Morning, 5:30 to 10 on The Island.